Okay. Wow. Right in the nick of time. Talk about Saved by the Bell. Yep. Our next guest will be, and he just made it in. We want to say thank you so much. Will be Michael Williams. All right. President and founder. Yep. Okay. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. Let me just get something out of here. For those of you tuning in, I'm H. Bosch Jr.
And I'm Michelle. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine and the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program or to listen online to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at themediasanctuary.org. If you have comments, suggestions, or a sour bone to pick, email us at hmm@mediasanctuary.org. All right. Now, take a deep breath, everyone. All right. My next guest and good friend is Mr. Michael Williams, founder and director of SeaWheel Entertainment. He'll be talking to us about this blockbuster concert to be held Valentine's Day right here at the Troy Music Hall. And it is really, really going to be a great event. And I expect the place to be packed. So welcome. How you doing?
I'm great, man.
Good, good, good. So tell us a little bit, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, your background.
All right. Okay. I'm Mike Williams. I'm founder of the Christ Center Unity Missionary Baptist Church, also founder of the Crew, Kids Reunited Everywhere Performing Arts Center, also founder of the Mike SeaWheel Entertainment Company that promote great music, all kind, gospel, doo-wop, great classical, R&B, and rock and roll.
Okay, listen to that voice. Listen to those pipes. So before we get to your most recent event, let's talk about some of the events that you've brought in the past that were just phenomenal concerts and shows.
Oh, man.
I'll mention a few.
Yeah. I did Hezekiah Walker Love Fellowship Crusade Choir, Fred Hammond Radical for Christ, Lee Williams and the Spiritual Singers. I did Canton Spirituals and Harvey Watkins Jr., also Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it. They came in Albany and they rocked
right,
the house.
Right, right.
And this is new, though. This is new.
Yeah, this is new, big. This is huge, yeah. And I guess yours truly will be emceeing. Hint. The hippest, hottest, baddest host in America, H. Bosch Jr.
All right.
So anyway, what I want to talk to you about is I love what you're doing and how you are combining this, along with putting on a great show, a great concert event. Name the performers that's going to be there, then I'll go to the next part of the question.
This show will feature the Platters, mm-hmm. Only You and Sweet Pretender, the Coasters who sang Yakety Yak, Don't Look Back, and also the classic Drifters. And this show is promised to have you on your feet, dancing in the aisles, and they're all Grammy Rock and Roll Hall of Famers.
All right, so let's get ready to
millions of records.
Let's get ready to clap your hands in the stand, move your feet in the seat.
Yeah,
and you better believe it ain't nothing but a groove.
That's
then,
right. That's right. That's
okay,
right.
So my next part of the question is, and first of all, I want to give a shout out to Sister Savina Richardson for coming on board and helping out the way she has.
Okay,
I understand that you are going to be giving a tribute to some women who are cancer survivors.
And you're cancer patients.
Cancer patients and also cancer survivors. Went from victims to survivors. And tell us a little bit about that. And that is such a great, great, great move you're doing and such a heartfelt, act and, kindness that you're putting on. Go ahead.
Well, it's difficult trying to do events for people that you really don't know much about. I tried doing events for cancer, sickle cell, and everything before, but I had no real experience with it until my wife got it.
There you go.
When my wife got cancer, it just turned my whole life around because I used to pray for people and talk to people, encourage them, go home with a smile on my face. Now I go home, I'm preaching and crying, and I'm going crazy and wondering if my wife is going to wake up the next day. Even tonight, I just left the hospital. We went there for one purpose and was there for four purposes for just her, cancer alone. And it's a battle that it takes a whole lot of wind out of you. So now I'm going strong to help those because I see how much of a financial struggle it put on you, how much support you need fighting cancer, and not just the patient with the cancer, but those that have cancer. So it's a tough, tough battle.
I think that's your phone.
That's what I'm dealing with right now. It's not easy. Uh-huh. But it's something I'm trying to get rid of. I'm uh-huh. so sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Yep. Yeah, live radio, folks, that's what happens, all right? Mm-hmm. Charge our head, not our hearts, all right? What I want to say, too, is God bless your wife. She went from stage 4 breast cancer, right?
Yeah,
to being a cancer
free
survivor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the last time we spoke, you know, she is free of cancer. So ain't God good?
Yeah,
you know?
He good, but he came back.
Yeah, yes, I understand.
Came back with a vengeance. Mm-hmm. So, right. But we still believe God to be good.
Well, you know, what I like is we both do a lot of work with the American Cancer Society and fundraising and giving events, acknowledging people. In my lifetime, I always tell people when I host programs for the American Cancer Society, in my lifetime, I hope and pray that we are able to rid the American language of the word cancer.
That's a miracle.
Yes. And it's one that I truly believe that I'm going to be part of, that all I right. want to rid the American language of that dreadful word cancer that 50 years from now, people's like, there was a word cancer. Yeah, I heard about it, but it's no longer there.
We wiped it out. Right. You know? They got enough money to find a cure. It should have been cured by now.
Right. So my next step is then, how are you going to acknowledge these wonderful women that you want? Tell me a little bit about that.
We want to give them a free ticket to the show. Okay. And we also would like to give them dinner at the show.
Wow,
that is
awesome.
We also like
to
give them an award at the show. They also do meet and greet with the performers at the show. Okay. They can take pictures and, you know, all the whole nine. It's going to be a night that they will remember.
Wow.
It's a night of love.
And you know, I think that's so important because we oftentimes just see people when they get stricken with that deadly disease, we just look at them going through the battle. But I think they are, one, they're still human, and they need that moment of love, that moment of reinforcement to be wrapped around a support system, because I can only imagine how challenging it was for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What people oftentimes don't remember is or understand or realize that, you know, we just look at the victim, but we don't look at the families
right.
of the victims
right.
and how much it takes from you, mm-hmm. you know, and how draining it could be. And then, you know, you pour so much of prayer and support into your wife and to the victim. And then after that, it's like you have nothing left for yourself.
Right.
So I want to say I thank you for that, you know. And like I said the other night, because when we talk, seem like we talk for an hour and a half like that. All right.
Yeah.
If there's anything I can do, you know, anytime you want to call or say, look, I just need to talk. I just need a shoulder to lean on. Sure. I'm here. We are here.
Yeah.
The Made to Believe LLC network is here for you.
All right.
So I definitely appreciate all of that.
We appreciate it.
You know, so now getting right back to the program, it starts when, and give us some information how people can be reached, all right, numbers and stuff like that. Okay.
Well, the show's going to be at the Troy Saving Bank Music Hall, 32nd Street, Troy, New York. Also, you can get your tickets at the Troy Music Hall box office, or you can call 518-273-0038, or you can go online at www.troymusichall.org, or you can go on to my website, mikecwillentertainment.com.
Okay, my lovely co-host wants to ask a few questions.
Sure.
Okay. Michelle, go ahead. Chime in.
I was just intrigued when you were talking about, I think it was Crew, the
Kids Reunited Everywhere Performing Arts Center.
What is that? Can you explain that?
That's it's an enrichment program. It's something that children will come to. They get after school program treatments. During the summer, they get free lunch, arts and crafts. They dance lessons, music lessons. And we do all the things that we can to help a child find their purpose. And once they find their purpose, they lose focus on crime. They focus on themselves.
And where do you do that?
570 Lansing Street, Schenectady, New York. 570 Lansing Street, Schenectady, New York.
Okay, so is there anything else you like to say, anything else you like to talk about before we close out what you're doing, what you're, in addition to this event and like I said, blockbuster concert. What do you have coming up in the future that people may be interested in?
Well, I would like to really try to keep that on a little down low.
Okay, but all I know is we'll just say this. Well, you have some really big,
I look
things
forward
planned
to,
for the Capital District.
I look forward to doing much bigger for cancer survivors and cancer victims and families like that, being a part of a support group that really go out to meet the needs of the people. Okay. Also doing a big outreach program that focuses strongly on children, youth, young adults, that will bring them together where they'll have more social skills versus computer skills.
Okay, great. So we're going to have to close out, and I want to say, Mike, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for what you continue to do. God bless you. Continued success, and continue to let your light shine.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.